friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I can't, or I can.
No, I don't.
Well, now that I've already kind of teased it, we're going to go down that road for a second.
I mean, I'll set it up. Wait,
go ahead.
This leader walked in here. He was wondering, he was getting something done. As he was walking out the door, the man wears cologne. Smells fantastic. What can I tell you? Dude, he came in here. Smelled fantastic.
But here's the bigger question.
In a really small room with a lot of husky fellows. Trust me, fantastic is not a way I would describe any of our smells. That man smelled fantastic.
Valid.
I totally respect what you're saying, but here's the bigger point. Like, as you were going through that, I was like, yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think there's anything where you don't lose any respect, I guess, for saying that. And I don't think that that's over the line. I think the problem is like,
suck up to the boss.
Well, no, this is what I think is weird. Okay. Right. Someone like people shampoo, let's just go with shampoo, right? Shampoo smells
Thanks,
good.
Andy,
like,
appreciate that.
Like, there is some shampoo that smells really good. I'm sorry, Jeff. I know it's been a while, but shampoo is the stuff you use in your hair that, sometimes it smells really good, and you walk by someone, and you're like, oh, man, that smells really good. And if I turn to my daughter, who is early 20s right there, I'm like, oh, did you smell that? And she'd be like, what? And then she would look at me, and what would she say? What would she say? You want to guess? That's what, Dad?
Creepy?
That's creepy. Why is that creepy? So what is wrong with recognizing something that actually smells good? What's wrong with that?
I think delivery has something to do with it too.
Well, you walk by, like, even if you didn't even see the person and you smell that, like,
and so, if you know them, it's a different story. Like, if you start doing that to strangers on the street, no matter how you phrase it, it starts coming off as you smell really nice.
Yeah, that's not where I'm going with it. I just, like, I looked at my kid. I don't even know who the person was that walked by or whatever. I'm like, oh, that smelled good.
You smell pretty.
Now that's creepy.
Right. If you do that with strangers on the street. Now, if you do it with people you know, I think it's a different story.
I'm going to spend 60 seconds on this, too, because I know I'm going to get back to the guy. Listen, this bothers me to no end. This happened 2 years ago, right? I'm sitting in the stands at a high school football game. There's a couple kids that are walking up the stairs. There were three girls that I had coached. One of them I had coached in hockey, right? And they were walking up the stairs, and one tripped, and her iPhone dropped. Okay? My wife, my daughter, and her boyfriend are all sitting in front of me, right? And we're at this game. So the girl trips as she's walking up the stairs. Her phone falls out of her hands, and it's sitting right next to me, and I went to go pick it up, and she picked it up before I did. And I said, oh, you better get that quick before all the pictures fall off. It was a joke. It was a joke.
Okay, now I'm tracking.
You're with me on this, Jeff? You with me on this?
Dr. Rick's on the phone for you.
Are you with me on this? It was a joke, right? And it was a kid that I knew. And I just said, all your pictures. My wife,
there's a reason they don't
daughter,
call them clean bikes.
And
is it there?
I'm going to give my daughter's boyfriend a lot of credit because he didn't jump in the conversation on this one. Didn't say a word, just kind of looked forward. They both looked at me and said, that's creepy.
Andy,
what is creepy about it? It was a joke.
The bathroom code, Andy, is 9419.
I hate you.
DeAndre Carter in concussion protocol. He's the only person on the pre-practice injury report for the Cleveland Browns today.
Was that creepy? Yes or no? And the story's over. Creepy yes or no that I said that?
No, it wasn't creepy.
I think you're fine.
You've made better jokes, though.
Of course.
We're not here to hire your writers, but no, I don't think it was
creepy. Creepy is not the word.
I'm like, your pictures just fell off your phone. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I'm telling you, my wife was shooting darts through my head with the look she gave me. It was a joke. It was a joke. Okay, let's go back to Guardians here for a second. And last night, there was one point in the game late that Dan and I have a huge difference on. Jeff, you're going to have to break the tie on this.
Oh, good.
Okay, so what? They're in the, I'm trying to remember, when was that? Was that the 10th? Was that the 9th or the 10th? It was the 10th. Okay. So they're in the 10th inning last night, and Martinez steps to the plate.
Yeah.
And you got a runner sitting at second, right?
Yeah.
And it's Rocchio at second, and they're trying to bunt him over, right? Just trying to bunt him over. And he can't do it. And I was all for it because I'm looking at Tropical Scrum. I'm like, get him over, get him in, break the tie. Get him over, get him in, and break the tie. So he ends up with two strikes on him. And now all of a sudden I'm like, well, he's got to swing away now. And then he ends up coming up with a seeing eye hit, seeing eye double, right?
Seeing eye nothing. He smashed it.
He did. All right. I'll give it to you. It worked its way into fair and then made its way out.
Triple, actually.
Yeah, it was a triple.
Man hit ball hard.
Yes, he did hit the ball hard. But yeah, so you're upset that they took the bat out of his hands in his first place.
Yes.
Come on, man. You need one run. They're basically giving you a run by putting him in scoring position. Well, I would have done the same thing. I would have bunted him over.
Why play for one run when I could play for many run?
Jeff, break the tie.
This is Homer Simpson reaching under, finding the $20 bill and going, oh, I want a peanut. And his brain kicking in going, money can you use for goods and services to buy many peanut?
Oh, you got to be kidding. You're way over the top on this.
Tell me if you guys are in on this.
Okay.
The general thinking that I've heard from, listening and reading and following all this stuff with the whole runner on second base. And by the way, he's not a ghost runner because there he stands.
Zombie runner.
Ghost runner is, like when you're playing wiffle ball.
When there's no one actually standing there.
Yeah.
The ghost is the double, though.
That's why I go zombie.
How about just runner?
I like
Matt,
zombie.
No, Matt said that last night, too, right? Matt called him a ghost runner.
And well, I don't like everybody, Manfred Man because that means we're giving him credit for this.
Not on Matt.
And I don't have any problem with that. Yeah. No, I just
he's standing there.
I'm not giving him credit, but I mean, it's a professional broadcast, right? Right? You're not going to.
No, I'm not calling him Manfred Man because I'm not giving Rob Manfred credit for this abomination.
Here's the
zombie runner.
Here's the thinking, though.
He was dead and now he's back alive.
Here's the thing I keep hearing time and time again.
I had no problem with
about this. If you're the away team and you're batting in the 10th inning, you play for a multiple run inning. And if you're the home team, and you come up in the bottom of the 10th after the other team didn't score, then you bunt the guy over and you play for one run to win the game. And I'm gonna play for a big inning. You already have a man on second. You're not going to get him doubled up. He's not going to get doubled off a second with the first batter. And then it led to – you already had one run in.
Yeah.
So – shouldn't you try and just keep going?
So are you saying this is the equivalent to, in college football, kicking it? If you go for one run and you're bunting, it's like trying to kick a field goal rather than go for the touchdown? Is that a fair comparison, or is that right?
I don't know.
Dan?
I only have so many outs. Why am I openly giving one up and stunting my inning?
Especially when I already have one in, so I've already taken the lead. Let's go for it.
Exactly.
Let's see if we can blow it open. And as it turned out, they hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th, so you needed more than two runs. Is it turn?
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Turned out.
I would have bunted. I was okay with bunting. I didn't have any problem with it at all. I want to break that tie. That's my first goal. I got to break the tie.
They already had a run in.
At that point, Rocchio had scored Kwan and brought him in. You're right. Martinez
was already up. Had a run in.
I was still good with it. I was like, okay, now there's your second run. That's why I was okay with it, because it would have been the second run. That's why I was still good with it. I'm like, okay, well, they got one. Okay, they got the run they were supposed to get. Go get another one. What? Why is it wrong to bunt there? I understand what you're saying, but I don't have a problem at all.
Dan said, you only have so many outs.
I only have so many outs. Why am I openly giving some up?
And
I don't understand why you give away outs. That will break my brain until the end.
I've seen guys bunt and get on base still.
After Martinez,
I'm in. If you're,
you don't think Martinez is fast?
If you're Steven, I don't know. I've watched him bunt enough times this season to know he can't bunt.
That's right.
He can't bunt. That's the problem.
And after Martinez, you had Ramirez and Manzardo. You don't think those two guys could get him in with a base hit or a double?
But why would you want to have to worry about getting a base hit or a double when all you have to do is hit a fly ball to get him in? Again, I know you're giving away another
one run and scoring. Again, $20 can be used to buy many peanuts.
I have three guys on the team that I think can really hit. Yes. Two of them are coming up. I'm going to trust them to get a hit.
But you're like one of the worst offensive teams in the league. Even if you have three guys you think you can hit, I had faith that Ramirez or Manzardo could hit a fly ball.
Would it be easier to hit a fly ball or to get a base hit?
It's easier to hit a fly ball.
Not necessarily.
What do you it's the percentage has to be greater to hit a fly ball or even a ground out because you've got a chance on a fielder's choice to bring him in too. You don't necessarily even have to hit a if you can hit it to the right side of the field with a guy at third base, you got a chance.
If I'm the away team, I'm always going to play for a big inning, so I'm not going to bunt.
I'm struggling with this. Philosophically, I don't have a problem with bunting. And by the way, it couldn't have been that dumb. Major League Baseball did. They did it last night too. I mean, right? Your manager, Stephen Vogt, we're just talking about being manager of the year. We're having him in the conversation. It was his idea. Do you think Martinez walked up there and said, I'm a bunt twice?
No, I'm not saying that he... We just thought he should have played for a big inning.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you always play that way. You do. You hate bunting.
I hate it. I can't stand it unless you are fast and can bunt. Like if you're bunting bunt for a base hit. Baseline?
Yeah.
If you're bunting for a base hit, I'm here for it. All day, every day.
Like you know who can bunt? Austin Hedges. If Austin happened to come up, he's not slow and he doesn't hit well. By God, lay one down. That's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that situation, you've got a better chance of winning with Austin Hedges moving a runner over than with Austin swinging the bat.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.